your small business is booming and ready to expand, you might say something like,
"It's happening!
Booyah!
Yeah! Crushed it."
But if you need someone who can actually help protect your growing business, just say,
"Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there."
And just like that, your State Farm agent can help you get the coverage you need for your new space. For your small business insurance needs, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Now's the time to save 30% on wedding jewelry, only on BlueNile.com. Make sure your wedding ring is the one with your pick of diamond and lab-grown diamond bands, all hand-finished and graded for excellence. Or surprise her with something blue she'll love for life, like a stunning pair of sapphire earrings. Blue Nile's jewelry experts are available 24/7 to help, from fit questions to style advice. Right now, get up to 30% off at BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
Matt Donnelly joins the show here on Under the Helmet. Great to have him. You know him from Fantasy Vipers, and I know you from, you know, Fantasy Points. You contribute there, BetSports as well, and Fantasy Sports Writers Association as well. And again, you've been an entity for quite some time. We're going to mix it up, talk a more general dynasty in here. We got the aftermath, the new reality after the NFL draft here. Talking about the macro a little bit more. So we had some bad offenses in 2023. Who do you like in terms of a bounce back? Did they have a bunch of guys out? Do you love their offseason with free agency and the draft, new coaching, a full combination of stuff? So I would ask, is there a target offense that you just think, hey, there's a lot of value here and there's a stink on it from last year that leads it to be a little undervalued?
Well, to start off, I know the low-hanging fruit here is probably the New York Jets with Aaron Rodgers coming back. You've already got huge talent there in Garrett Wilson and Breece Hall that did perform with Zach Wilson, Mike White. I don't even know who's all there in New York last season. Like, I mean, it was a bad quarterback room altogether. So I think the Jets are going to have a huge bounce back. They were, I think, near the bottom in passing yards and points per game. But we kind of – and then the Arizona Cardinals with the signing of Zay Jones here today, they're suddenly one of those teams like, you know what? They're putting the pieces together. Kyler Murray's back. Remember, they had Joshua Dobbs to start the season. Now they got Marvin Harrison with Zay Jones, with a Michael Wilson, throwing some Trey McBride, throwing James Conner and Trey Benson. You're like, okay, this offense is starting to shape up with something. Those are good teams to kind of target there. I've been guilty of targeting Arizona Cardinals in the past. It hasn't technically worked for me a whole heck of a lot. But the one team that I can't quite get my mind off of, it is the Tennessee Titans. I don't know why. They're so polarizing to me because I don't know if they're that bad last season, and these moves they make them any better. I don't know if they make them any worse, but they can't be any worse than 28th in total offense, 4,913 yards, averaged I think like 280 yards per game last season. Even with Derrick Henry, their run game was 17th, their passing game was 29th, they're 27th in points per game. They went out there and they got J.C. Latham there in the first round, a right tackle out of Alabama who's going to probably move over to the left side. So that's going to give them some stability there. And then you look at their team from, say, start to finish last year, Tannehill versus Will Levis. Derrick Henry versus Tony Pollard. Spears is still there. DeAndre Hopkins is still there. But this is where it gets interesting. Last season, their wide receiver room was Westbrook, Burks, Kyle Phillips, Chris Moore. And you kind of flipped that a little bit to include now Calvin Ridley, Tyler Boyd, Westbrook Akeem is still there. Treylon Burks is still there. So they've got a much better supporting cast. And when I look at this Tennessee Titans team, I don't really picture them as that power run game. I think we're seeing a transition in this offense from Derrick Henry to Tony Pollard and Tajay Spears. Yes, we're going to probably see them run the ball a little bit, but we talked about this earlier. Tajay Spears, those yards per route run. Tony Pollard, if you take a look at what he's did in his time in Dallas, and you know he's kind of going to be that guy who's going to be featured in the passing game. 1,389 receiving yards, 176 receptions over his 5 years there in Dallas. So I can see this team wanting to throw the ball a little bit more. Will Levis is now entering his second year. We know he's got a cannon for an arm. He drinks mayo in his coffee. He eats bananas in the peel. I mean, this dude ain't right, but hey, he's right for Tennessee. I mean, that's just basically how it goes. So I think this team is going to be better offensively. I don't know how much better they're going to be. I don't know if they're going to be gangbusters out there, but they can't be any worse than they were a season ago.
I looked in market-wise, and I thought this was a typo. The top wide receiver in dynasty market value right now is Calvin Ridley, so that's probably not a surprise. But wide receiver 49. I mean, a number one wide receiver that just got paid a truckload of money. I'm not even the biggest Calvin Ridley fan, and I understand, competing with Tyler Boyd, competing with DeAndre Hopkins especially. It all hinges on Will Levis. I mean, talk about, again, like you said, there's minimal expectations, but with all those weapons, I mean, this should be functional. I think the threshold here is functional, run of the mill. Can you be like offense 16 to 24, like quadrant number three in the NFL? And Will Levis, again, I'm not the biggest fan. I think ultimately we're going to look like he's not going to get some post rookie contract, big deal. Like I think that's unlikely here. But what do you think that Will Levis's odds of doing enough to be the week one starter in 2025 are? Do you think it's above 50-50? Do you think it's 75%? If they're good enough, obviously they won't have the draft position to really be super aggressive at the position as well.
I think what they did is put Will Levis in a position where, hey, Will, now it's up to you. We've given you some targets. I mean, Calvin Ridley's 29. That's why his dynasty numbers are so low. I mean, he missed a couple seasons there because of that off-field altercation type stuff with the bookies and whatnot. But hey, we're not here to talk about that. He's got a lot of tread in his tires, so to speak. But as far as Will Levis is concerned, I think he's going to be the quarterback in 2025. I don't think they're going to be bad enough to get themselves a great quarterback. I don't think there is that great quarterback that's going to be available next season, like we had a Jaden Daniels, like a Caleb Williams. I mean, I think we got a bunch of Bo Nixes coming up, but I mean, hey, who knows who actually comes out? But I think for Will Levis, I think he's going to be the spot. He's going to be the quarterback in 2025. 2026, that's another story. So we'll see what he does with this season. We'll see what he does with his third season there and kind of go off of that. But he's in a position. We've seen these rookie quarterbacks getting something they've never had before. Caleb Williams, he's got Keenan Allen, DJ Moore, Rome Odunze, Gerald Everett. I mean, Cole Kmet. Meanwhile, Jaden Daniels, he's got himself, Terry McLaurin, Jahan Dotson, Dyami Brown, Luke McCaffrey, Austin Eckler, Zach Ertz, Ben Sinan. I mean, they're supporting their quarterbacks now, and Tennessee did that as well this season. They gave him some weapons there in the additions of Tyler Boyd, Calvin Ridley, so there's and Tony Pollard there. So there's really no excuse for Will Levis not to have a good season. We saw flashes, but the inconsistencies are still going to be there, and that's what's going to have a lot of people doubting until he can prove people wrong.
Good news is he's one of the cheaper starting quarterbacks. And especially when you look at age, QB 25, QB 28, somewhere in that lowest band where you're getting Aaron Rodgers or Russell Wilson and, guys like that that are starters as well below him, where they have obvious, age and where's the erosion factor, where's the fall off, huge ramifications in that regard. And I still remember Will Levis, popped off when. And this is what I remind folks where it's like, you don't have to be right forever with a young quarterback. Like Will Levis had that first game, he throws four touchdown passes. And I just remember recording two or three different things that week where I mentioned, hey, like that was way above expectation. He had a couple of fluky plays. I think it was DeAndre Hopkins had like a 50-yard touchdown and like another big catch in that game where it's like, a 30, 31-year-old, separating like he hasn't separated like that since who knows when, early Arizona time or something. Like it was just crazy in terms of what he did in that one game. And I said, this is unlikely to, he's not the next, Will Levis is not going to throw for 25 touchdown passes the second half of the year. Like this is not going to be the norm. But he popped way up to like being a top 15 to 18 dynasty quarterback in that moment. So you don't have to be right forever, but for that week, you had a lot of options. You still have some options, but I would just remind folks that Will Levis can have a promising September, and it doesn't mean he's going to be successful in 2026, but it does mean that you have a positive ROI on where he is today.
I was just
Go
going
ahead.
to come, I was going to touch base on that. I mean, I've still got Will Levis as my dynasty quarterback 23, which gives him QB2 numbers there in Superflex. He's going to be a serviceable option, and that he's going to have potential each and every week to pop off. Whether he does or not is another story, but the potential with those weapons is going to allow him to potentially pop off from week to week if he can get any kind of consistency. But yeah, at QB23, where I've got him right now, very little risk. I mean, look at a guy like Deshaun Watson, who hasn't done nothing for two seasons. He's still being valued. If I looked at this correctly, I think I got him at QB 19. I think he's going about QB 21. He's still going above guys like Bryce Young, Jared Goff. I think he's got one of the lower ADPs at QB 20. So people are drafting Deshaun Watson, who hasn't done nothing in 2 years, over a guy like Jared Goff, who is basically the number one quarterback in fantasy when he's playing in Detroit. So, yeah. I mean, the home and away splits are completely different with Jared Goff, but that's kind of where we're at when it comes to these quarterbacks.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Ready to pop the question and take advantage of 30% off? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com to get 30% off select lab-grown diamonds. That's BlueNile.com for 30% off lab-grown diamonds. BlueNile.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
So finishing off with some action planning here. And so we're going to talk about your biggest buy, biggest sell, now that we've had the landscape change. And we have a relatively static period. So your recommendations, you know, this really provides a nice window for folks to go out in their leagues and attempt to buy and sell players based on their valuation, based on recommendations like from yourself for, you know, what they should be doing here. So what's your, you know, of the veteran variety here, what's your biggest buy in Dynasty right now? Who's the most mispriced that you see? You know, this just is almost like a typo in some of the returns you can get here and the upside for this player.
So one of the guys I've been buying a lot this offseason has been Marquise Hollywood Brown. I mean, he's not old by anyone's stretch, by especially by wide receiver. I think he's 27 right now, so he's still got a few years into him. But again, he's a veteran wide receiver. We just had the draft. People are Xavier Worthy's there now in Kansas City, so now Brown has to take a back seat to that as well, and all that hype and all that other stuff. I just love what Marquise Hollywood Brown brings to this Chiefs offense more than anything. So when you look at the numbers, if I just kind of quickly look at this here, we know the Rashee Rice situation and what's going on there. That's going to also elevate Marquise Hollywood Brown. He's one of those guys like Josh Jacobs, for example, who doesn't get the love that they necessarily need every year. Remember, Josh Jacobs is a guy that's going to be an RB1, someone that RB10 through 14 each and every year, but gets valued at like, where do you normally draft him? In the fifth round, fourth round previously, before he popped off that one big season. Well, that's Marquise Hollywood Brown. You're basically drafting him as your third wide receiver on a lot of your teams. And I don't quite understand that. And then I took a look a little bit deeper into the offenses that Hollywood Brown has been a part of. He played under Greg Roman there in Baltimore. They threw the ball 51% of the time, which was 29th in the league. Then in Arizona, the Cardinals passed roughly 54% of the time, which was right there in the middle of the pack. And now he's coming to the Kansas City Chiefs, who passed the ball 64% of the time over the last five seasons. So even if he's not quite what he may have once been, that's 64% from 54%. That's a huge jump up in opportunity share if you take a look at that. Even with the Travis Kelce's, even with Xavier Worthy possibly being there. And we're only a couple seasons away or past where he was a 1,000-yard receiver. And people forget, back in that 2022 season, the last time that Hollywood Brown was actually healthy, he was on pace for like 1,300 yards, 120 receptions. That was when Kyler Murray was out there cooking. If you don't think Patrick Mahomes can do what Kyler Murray does, then I think we have a bigger issue here to worry about. I mean, the Kansas City Chiefs haven't had a deep threat since Tyreek Hill left. Now they have two in Marquise Brown and Xavier Worthy. The thing with Marquise Hollywood Brown, he's not necessarily just a deep threat. If you take a look at his profile, it shows that in those intermediate routes, especially those ones that break in, he absolutely owns the middle of the field, those slants, those posts. I mean, if you don't defend him, he's gone. It's that simple. Speed kills, and now the Kansas City Chiefs have speed on both sides of Travis Kelce. So your safeties, if they start pinching in to get Travis Kelce, they're left naked on the back end, and that's going to be absolutely a nightmare for defense. I don't even know how you're going to plan that. I mean, the rich get richer there in Kansas City, and if Rashee Rice comes back, just forget about it and just give the Chiefs another ring or whatever you want to do about it. The only team that can stop them is my Raiders, because we did that before. We're the last team to beat them, by the way. Just throwing it out there. The Raiders are the last team to beat the Kansas City Chiefs. So by default, we are the Super Bowl champions.
Yeah, I remember that the Chiefs offense, it really felt like this was the 2023 was the year to get them. You know, they had a lot going wrong. It was part of the year. Yep. What's going on with Kelce? And they rubbed sticks together, and they still won the Super Bowl. And now you get them adding Marquise Brown. They're adding the fastest guy in combine history. And it's just like, you had your chance. Like, that was the year to get them, and you missed. And now you're in trouble because they're building things back up.
Both these wide receivers.
Yeah.
They had no wide receivers. Both these wide receivers run under 4.3.
And just to add on, you know, about Marquise Brown, I really think, like, I look at, you know, if you're sitting there and it's beyond, say, Ricky Pearsall and Xavier Leggett, you know, with the first round pedigree there. But when you get to the later second round of Superflex, early third, instead of taking guys like Roman Wilson or Troy Franklin, maybe Jalen Polk is there. But I look at some of these veterans, and Marquise Brown is in that group where I think a lot of people don't look at trading for veterans. We talked in the beginning of the show, hey, you might be able to get Josh Allen by trading a pick, you know, and your current quarterback. Well, what about if you're sitting there at 212 and it's like, well, have you shopped to get Amari Cooper? Have you shopped to get Marquise Brown? Maybe Calvin Ridley, Deontay Johnson. Like, these are guys that can be integral parts of passing games, as opposed to just taking a dart throw that Roman Wilson is what? A strong wide receiver too someday? You know, I think you have to be really careful about assuming that these especially rookie wide receivers without round one pedigree are going to hit, because there's some good values out there. In the veterans, and Marquise Brown, I mean, don't be surprised if he's top 24 this year, and he might be even higher in the games that Rashee Rice is out. Like, I think you got to be careful about being too age snobbish of like, I want some 22-year-old when they might not never produce.
Well, it's funny because Marquise Brown, I think he's actually 26, and I think Rashee Rice is 24. So that's what we're talking. We're not talking about an aging veteran. I get Brown's been in the league long enough where we're like, okay, as a wide receiver, every single one season you spend in Baltimore is really the equivalent of about three or four.
He ever had this good of a situation in his entire career?
No.
Right.
No.
So he's a round one guy that's produced a little bit. You said he had a 1,000-yard season, and now he gets, next watch, Patrick Mahomes. Isn't that the situation we said in the draft we were looking for? So essentially, he's a round one pick that we already know can play in the NFL a little bit, and he's going to Patrick Mahomes. That's kind of what we were looking for, and we got it. And you're getting, and let's say if he was in the rookie draft, would you sit there and draft him at 210? And I think the answer is yes, every single time.
Easy.
So why not extend that trade offer, you know, when you get in those zones of your draft? And heck, if you're at 205, who can say you can't trade 205 for 303 and Marquise Brown? You know, like, get creative a little bit.
You know, there's nothing there that interests me after we talked about this class after maybe 205. I mean, now you're talking about, I got Marshawn Lloyd at 207. As far as the wide receivers are concerned, there's a considerable drop off at the position as far as what you're looking at, where you're going to get them. Like, if I look at my rookie wide receivers in my rankings, we're talking about somewhere in that mix with the Roman Wilsons, Jalen McMillan's, Troy Franklin's, Corley there, Jalen Polk, who's gone to New England. Yeah, I'll take Marquise Hollywood Brown over any single one of those guys. In fact, I'd probably take him somewhere in that. Honestly, I'd probably draft him ahead of even Xavier Leggett, to be honest with you, who's a guy that we are talking about at the 1-2 turn. And if I can go and trade a third-round pick or a late second to get him, I'm doing that every single day that ends in a Y, and twice on Sundays.
So going to the opposite end here, who do you think emerged out of this huge upheaval of depth charts here for NFL and Dynasty? Who do you think emerged as one of the bigger sells for you, opportunities in the market to really capitalize by shipping them off your teams?
So I'm looking at one guy right now that could be a league winner this season. And I'm at the kind of thought process, because I don't know about how many times you got stuck with an aging asset that you're like, oh, I'm going to go for the chip. I'm going to hang on to him. You hold on to him just a little too long. Frank Gore, I'm talking to you here. This guy, it's Derrick Henry. It is. I mean, Derrick Henry, big name, going to Baltimore, actually kind of pumped up his value this season. We know that the Baltimore Ravens are going to run the ball. And I know you're going to lose this trade in the immediate future. If you trade Derrick Henry, expect to lose this season. You're not going to win that trade. But I think right now, based on the hype, and you can easily sell him because his metrics last season and efficiency, they weren't terrible. Like, I mean, breakaway run rate, that was eighth. Evaded tackles, ninth. Breakaway runs, second. He showed that he could still get it done. He's another one of those aging assets that a lot of people had they're waiting for the wheels to fall off. I mean, we've been waiting for the wheels to fall off on Derrick Henry for 2-3 seasons. This is your opportunity to get the max value out of him right now. I'm not going to say that he's going to be bad, but if you look at his true yards last season, that was 41st in the league. So there is starting to be a couple of those little nicks in the armor, so to speak, some scratches in the paint. I mean, Derrick Henry, he's getting up there, and I think he's only got a couple more seasons left, and they're going to be good seasons. So you're going to lose this trade. But I think you still could get good value on Derrick Henry, especially when you're talking to a team that feels that this is the season they're going to win. I think Derrick Henry is the kind of guy that's going to put a team over the top, which is, I think, another good selling point.
Okay. Yeah, it seems like you might be able to squeeze a first-round pick, but it's not a guarantee, you know, from a 30-year-old. Actually, you know, early September when he pops off for that, you know, typical big game, that might be your best chance as opposed to May or June. So that might be something where, hey, set a firm price point on what you want to get from Derrick Henry, but maybe you ride him for 2-3-4 games, and then you kind of check the pulse of the market every single week to say, what am I looking for and can I get it now? Maybe moving over to wide receiver, maybe getting a 25 first, you know, if you feel good about your running back depth chart otherwise. Do you have any like general, like if Derrick Henry versus this range of rookies, if you haven't had your rookie draft yet, that you would look to swap them for in draft? Is there someone later first round, early second round as a target for you that you think would be a good exit example?
I don't know if any of these running backs, like I said, the landing spots for these guys scares me. I mean, yes, right. I'm taking Brooks over him. I'm taking Trey Benson, who I have seen fall to 201, 202, 203. So if I can get Trey Benson as an early second for Derrick Henry, okay, I would strongly consider that. Now, from the wide receivers, I mean, again, I'm not in love with any of these wide receivers. And I may look towards 2025 because this crop that's coming out in 2025, as far as running backs are concerned, has the potential to be just as good as these wide receivers that we're talking about this season. Again, with NIL factoring in, there's no guarantee a guy leaves college where they possibly are making more money in college than they are in the pros, but that's still something to kind of take into consideration. So I think I'd take a 2025 first over maybe a late second, a late first, early second, unless I can kind of make sure I get my hands on Trey Benson. Other than that, I mean, Brian Thomas, Keon Coleman, Xavier Leggett, you mentioned these names, Jermaine Burton. These are kind of guys in that range. Ladd McConkey, I don't know maybe if I was looking long-term, if my wide receivers needed a little bit of an injection of youth, but I really can't get on to that. But I'd kind of rather prefer to swap a running back for a running back as far as draft and kind of energize my running back room with a younger body. And 2025 looks like the year to be doing that if you can get a future first-round pick for Derrick Henry.
Yeah, we might get almost double the amount of day two or higher pedigree out of next year's crop as opposed to this year's crop. So looking far better, right?
And we've all seen how the cycle of draft picks works, right? Right now is not exactly the time to be trading for draft picks because your draft pick people have a huge value on draft picks right around these rookie drafts. So you're not going to get what you want for Derrick Henry via the draft picks right now. But like you said, week one, week two, week three, then the draft picks start to lose value and players' value continues to rise. And I think that's the time you start to sell off these older assets and get that youth movement moving in for you. Again, closer you get to the draft, the more valuable the draft pick, the less valuable the veteran. And the closer you get to the regular season, to the playoffs, the more value the veteran has where the draft picks lose that value.
Yeah, people want to push down the 30-year-old running back, but when that 30-year-old running back's getting 20 totes a week and is a top five to 10 play, you know, October, they'll be like, well, I'm losing to that guy. You know, I'm 2-2. I need some I need some production here, and that's when they're willing to pay. It might not be in June when, you know, everyone's going to be an all-star and everyone's lineup is posting career marks. So again, everyone's rainbows and butterflies until you get punched in the mouth in September and you start losing some games in your dynasty league. But again, listening to Matt, you're not going to lose in your dynasty league, so you don't have to worry about that. Matt Donnelly, thank you so much for popping on here, sharing your time and talents. Where are some of the places people can find you? What are some of the projects and content that, again, folks that want to find your work can do so as they lead up to week one this year?
Yeah, this year I plan on being a little bit of everywhere here heading into the 2024 season. Of course, the Vipers Network, I drop YouTube videos there all the time. So, I mean, just type in Dynasty Vipers in your YouTube search and I'll pop in there. Same with Rotoballer. You catch a lot of my video content over at Rotoballer. And if you're a subscriber there at Fantasy Points, jump in the Discord channel because I am there basically 24/7 to answer all your questions from keeper leagues to Dynasty to redraft to salary cap leagues. I mean, IDP, throw that in there too. I got you covered. I mean, a little bit of everything. I got a couple projects coming out here in the summer here. I'm hoping to kind of pan out for me. We're kind of in the middle of writing some stuff for that. And then, of course, I have an article that I'm kind of iffy on. I don't know if you get this way, Chad, or not, but I've got this article that's sitting in my drafts that I keep looking at and antagonizing over. I'm like, man, do I want it? Do I want to publish this? Do I know where to publish it? Does it deserve to be published? Should it be published? I don't know. So I got an article right now that I'm kind of hee-ho humming about here that could possibly drop this summer. Who knows? No guarantees.
Ooh, teaser. That's what they call a professional teaser in the business. And again, whatever Matt's working on, you're going to want to follow him at Matt Donnelly FF on X and Twitter. So again, you'll be up to speed on everything he's got going on because you know what? When the mood strikes him, Matt's going to publish. That's what we know here in the coming summer months. So, Matt, great to have you on. As I mentioned, I'm Chad Parsons. And until next time, never settle, refuse to be average, and keep building those dynasties.
NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. If approved, applications are typically funded the next business day or sooner. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 7. My trip to South Dakota was the best summer ever. Now I don't need to go to Mars. Because I've been to the Badlands. And I caught a bigger walleye than Dad when we went to the Missouri River. Then I rode my bike through these huge rocks called needles. Ooh, I also saw my first herd of bison, even a fuzzy furry baby one. I can't wait to go back and see more. There's so much South Dakota, so little time.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.